Our next case this evening is case number 12422. Diane W. McConnell seeks variances from the front yard setback requirements for an existing structure and a special use exception for a tourist home, sections 115.23, 115.34, 115.182 and 115.210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Shore Drive, approximately 0.55 miles north of Prime Hook Road. The 911 address is 9026 Shore Drive, Milford. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel ID is District 230, Map 17, Parcel 218.06. Staff would note that specifically the applicant is requesting an 8.4-foot variance from the front yard setback for an existing garage structure that is now used as a dwelling. The applicant is also requesting a special use exception for a tourist home. Staff would note that we have received 6 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns. The letters of support are all from local residents in the vicinity of the application site, raising no objection to the proposed use, noting that occupiers are considerate neighbours and that there have been no issues with noise or disturbance in the previous summers in which this use was operating. Thank you.
Evening, can you state your name and address for the
record? My name is Diane W. McConnell, 9026 Shore Drive, Milford, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
I would like a variance and a special use exception to run an Airbnb for part of the year. In terms of variance, the building that exists when I bought it with a setback violation. And I would like to be able to continue the building where it is. If the setback requirements, to meet existing setback requirements, I would have to demolish the structure and build it again. As I said, this building existed before I bought it. I bought it in 2006. I don't think granting the variance will change the character of the neighborhood. Most of the houses in line with this property appear to be exactly in the same setback. I tried to send a picture by email. Did y'all get it? I sent it yesterday.
I didn't receive it.
Okay. I have it on my phone if you want me to give it to you to show you.
You'd have to keep your phone.
Oh. But I mean, basically, to the one side of me is a vacant lot. And then there's four or five houses that seem to be in exactly the same setback. Okay. And if there are any questions on that before I go into the special use request.
Does anyone have any questions?
I have some, but I think I'll wait to the rest of the presentation, Madam Chair.
Okay. Please continue.
Okay. In terms of the special use exception, I've been using the property for an Airbnb without knowing I needed a special use exception. The property has 2 double beds. Generally speaking, I rent June through August and maybe a couple weeks in September, and sometimes a week in May. Most of the guests are either couples or people with 2 children. I've only allowed 4 people in the property. And if people have young children, I generally ask that they not come, only because of the fact that it's pretty wild with the wildlife refuge and, you know, with the topography. So most people rent for 3 days. And I'm happy to answer any questions, but I don't know what else to tell you.
Could you point on that? We have a garage there. And where's your house? Is it?
The garage is the house.
The garage is the house.
Yes, sorry.
Okay.
This is 9026.
Okay, so we're not talking about 2 different structures then?
No.
Okay.
No.
Do you live in that house when you're renting it out?
Not when I'm renting it, no.
Okay. So this is just a rental for you then?
No. I lived there from October until April, and then I've used it for the Airbnb. I don't know if that answered the question, Mr. Workman.
If I may, because I think there might be some things that we need to flesh out in the record. I know Mr. Whitehouse had some information on this, but part of what's this been advertised is for a tourist home, which is a bed and breakfast inn, and for that there can be no more than 6 rental rooms for guests. What you've indicated in your testimony is that you reside there, but when you're residing there, you're not renting out individual rooms or anything.
No, there's only one room.
Okay. But when you're living there, you're not renting out
their house. That's
so
correct.
When you are not there and you're renting it out, you're not renting it out by the room, you're renting out the entire facility.
Right.
So in that case, I question whether a special use exception is needed, because it would not seem to be a bed and breakfast inn or a tourist home. I think there had been some question, perhaps Mr. Whitehouse.
Correct. So if I can assist, so there's been some considerable pre-application back and forth on this matter.
Yes.
And then I've met with Ms. McConnell, and also the property has no building permit, so there's discussions about bringing forward a building permit application and all the works required with that. As part of those discussions, and I apologize if I have the wrong end of the stick here, but I was of the view that we knew the property was on Airbnb, but I was led to believe that it was being occupied by the owner at the same time as being occupied. If that is not the case,
that's not the case,
then it is just a dwelling that is rented out, and not in a manner that makes it a tourist home. So
but would not be a tourist home.
Correct. So that part of the application falls away based on what we're hearing in testimony. And I apologize if I got the wrong end of the stick here. So,
So it's a garage, and you're saying it's only one room?
It's 24 by 24. It's been converted into a beach cottage.
Is that a kitchen?
Yes.
What do you have? A septic? Well and septic?
Yes. Or? I have a public water and a holding tank, a septic holding tank.
That's what most of those houses down there have, I believe. Jamie, it's
so that just she just running her house out. It's a home.
Yeah. So the board could make a motion that the special use exception is denied because it's not needed.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. I think, but that still begs the issue that we still have this variance that we need to address as well. Because the structure does encroach into that front yard.
So, okay.
And I think we do have to address that portion of this. So it's still proper that we have an application before us. I think there may have been some confusion. Staff, I think, advertised it for the special use exception just to cover any and all bases.
How about the side yard? On the north side?
My understanding was the side yard is sufficient.
Yeah, I think we're only looking at the, because that is, and Mr. Whitehouse, I believe this is a small lot, so it fits under the small lot ordinance, so it benefits from the smaller setbacks.
Correct. So that they were, the dwelling and the garage were previously one lot, used as one lot, but physically separate lots. When the garage became a dwelling, it became its own lot, which is a small lot that pre-existed. So yes, so it doesn't need side yard, and we bottomed that out at the pre-application stage. So
you said something about it doesn't have a building permit. Did you say that?
Yes, Chair. And there are discussions taking place about whether this structure needs to be elevated.
Correct.
To base flood, which are ongoing discussions. And as part of those discussions, it was noted that there was a need for, as a minimum, a variance application. And there are further discussions waiting the outcome of this decision. So it was agreed to take care of any variance issues first and then proceed forward. But correct, the conversion took place. Although there is permission.
When was it built? Does anybody know?
I don't know. The house appears to have been, the house which is adjacent appears to have been built prior to 1975.
217, you mean?
2036, which would be 217. I'm 9036, 217, yes.
And do you own that also?
So how long have you been running this house out?
This would be the third summer.
Third summer?
This coming summer will be the third summer.
So when you bought the parcel, did you buy them both at the same time?
Yes, I did.
And were they separate lots at that time?
Yes.
Or did you make them separate?
No, they were always separate lots from the time I owned them.
Any flooding issues?
There was certainly flooding when the breaches on the Delaware Bay existed at Fowler Beach. That water came in from Fowler, came into the refuge, and then spread out laterally through the refuge, and there was flooding. They did the $40 million restoration of the refuge after Sandy. I don't know exactly what year that was. We have not had flooding since then, but it is certainly a possibility either from the bay or from the refuge.
Was that to the rear?
The ones that I experienced was from the rear, yes.
Because it looks like on the aerial there that portion of your lot may be submerged anyhow. Is that?
Probably.
You have part of your lot that you think is always submerged, and then it'd be flooding in addition to that?
When the problems existed with the breaches at Fowler Beach, the water would come in from the rear, up past the road towards the Delaware Bay. But as I say, after that restoration, we have not had that problem. The people that engineered that said that the storm of the ferocity, severity of Sandy would be withstood.
What type of variances, Jamie, would she need to raise the house?
None, because it's within the required height of the zoning district. It needs a building permit, and the exact extent of the height it's being raised to needs to be bottomed out as part of that process, but it doesn't need a variance.
But they need a variance, she needs a variance from the front yard?
Correct, so yes, yes.
So the board were to consider, what might make sense is to have it where, and if you're so inclined to approve it, would be that you would have the variance from the front yard setback for the house, both in its current state and if elevated. That way, if she needed to go, it sounds like she likely will need to elevate it in some respects. That way, it could be elevated on the same footprint without having to come back to us. But that does lead me to this question. Looking at the survey, the site plan that we have, I don't see any steps or stairwells or anything from the front of the house. Are there any of those?
There's about 10 inches down to the ground level.
Okay, but does it project further out than what you're showing here, closer to the road?
I showed on the map that I gave to zoning and planning that there's a, this is my drawing here. That's a deck that's just a.
Does that come out any, do you have any steps that aren't shown here that come out closer to Shore Drive?
No.
If you were to elevate this, would you, do you know if you would need any steps that would come out closer?
I haven't gotten to that point, because I think it's going to depend on what the building plans would look like.
If you were to elevate it, would there be a means for you to move that back further into compliance?
Not easily.
Okay, is it because it's wet back here?
No, because I've talked to a couple of builders, and they can either put concrete under the existing structure and then build on top, or put pilings.
How high up would you be elevating it?
To whatever the requirement is for the AE flood zone. I sent to Mr. Shockley a copy of the flood elevation certificates, and he didn't bring that with me, but I think it's maybe 10 feet.
I would say in that area, it's 10 feet she'd have to elevate.
That's my recollection, but I'm not 100% sure of that.
So she would need steps?
The steps, if, excuse me for interrupting you. One of the things that I've been considering if is to leave the existing footprint of what's there and bring the steps inside.
So it'd be underneath?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think what we're looking at is if you were to have the steps come out any further, the front yard, you need a variance for that.
I understand.
So trying to potentially cover all those bases here. Maybe that you would need to do that, but we don't have that in front of us here. How far are you from the edge of paving a short drive?
I don't know, because the paving is substantially past where the right of way is.
Well, it looks like you've got a split rail fence that kind of projects into Shore Drive that would come off your property.
That's gone.
Okay, but that area there, is that paved or is that just kind of grassy area?
In front of the cottage?
Yes.
It's gravel.
Okay, so it really doesn't necessarily look like the road, so to speak, there.
Correct.
How far from your property line to where the road edge of paving would be? Do you have any idea?
I don't know what the right of way is there.
Here's to be 50 feet.
This, where that split rail fence was, looked like yard before. It was removed.
I don't know. Did it look like yard on the other side of the little fence, or is that?
Yes.
Okay.
But not substantial.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, an Airbnb only needs a special use exemption if the owner of the property is residing at the time that the guests are there.
It's like your classic bed and breakfast. You're renting out a room. The room doesn't have cooking facilities. You may or may not be staying there, but it's really if you're renting it out by the room is where that issue comes into play.
So Jamie, a question is, so I could rent, if I was on the beach, I could rent a room out. I don't have to get any permits or anything for that, right? Is what you're saying?
No, I think you would potentially run the issue of it being a bed and breakfast tourist home. The issue is, if I have a house and I want to rent that house out to Brent Workman, that's not a tourist home situation.
Okay.
You know, that's just I'm leasing you, you're a tenant. So whether you're a short-term tenant or a long-term tenant.
So I'm going to rent it to you, it's furnished, I'm going to rent it to you for 3 nights.
So no permits or nothing like that for that, something
correct.
Like that.
But correct.
When you go to bed and breakfast, that changes everything up.
That's right.
We had that before.
Yeah, we've had that a few times. I recall one in the Harbison area where a gentleman had, he was renting it out to executives or folks coming in for a period of time. We've had, I think, a couple others like that as well. And those folks were specific. They're providing, you know, meals. The only area that you're renting is your room, but there's common areas, what have you.
Okay.
That's the distinction.
Are there any other questions for members of the board? Excuse me. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? One.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Donald Shalhoub, 9005 Shore Drive, Milford, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I live diagonally across from Ms. McConnell, probably about no more than 100 yards. And I've been there for several occasions when she's had guests at her home. They've been perfectly well-mannered. Not a lot of no noise. One couple, I think, was Amish. Always a very small group. Mm-hmm. And I support the application wholeheartedly. As to the setback variance, that's also, if there is a small violation in terms of the distance of the setback. It's almost indecipherable. If you were to stand adjacent to the house and look down the line, they all seem to line up. And Prime Hook is a tiny little beach town. It's got maybe a total of 250 homes. Mm. I think 120 are on the water where I am, and then the remainder are on the marsh. They're all relatively small. They started as cottages. A lot of the locals helped each other build their houses. There are some larger structures going up within the past year. The characteristics of the town are it's very, very small, very quiet, and probably mostly seasonal, less than 50-50, I would say. So I also support the request for the variance on the setback.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Might I suggest that based on what we've heard, you could do, it doesn't appear that the special use exception would be necessary based on the definition, so you could deny that as it's not needed. That way we could have that in the record.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12422 for Diane McConnell for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record. I would also like to, as part of my motion, deny the special use exemption as it is not needed.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye with reason stated.
Mr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reason stated.
And I too for the reason. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Any other additional business before the board?
Just a comment, Madam Chair. I was afforded the opportunity to go to a training program that the White House and staff brought up at our last meeting, conducted by the Institute for Public Administrations last Friday. Other staff from the county were present on the basic land use development. I found it informative and a good thing to participate in, and my understanding is that additional continuing ed is available or coming in the weeks and months to come, and if your schedule allows you, it was a good training program.
Good.
So wanted to make that comment. Thank you.
Anyone else?
The next training is Storms and Seas. I believe there's one on March 20th and one on March 30th. But I can resend those emails out if there's interest.
Please.
That would be great. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.